Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas with Naturally Green at SaverLife.com. And spring is here. Well, not today or tomorrow, but Monday. Monday, and then by Wednesday, 61 degrees, 63 degrees. It sounds delightful after this cold week we've had. So earlier this week, it was sunny. It was still very cold, but it was bright sunshine. And I found some snowdrops in bloom. And these are snowdrops that actually won the First in Bloom contest a couple years, quite a few years ago, because they're right next to a foundation. And I checked them out. They're in bloom. This is up in near Empire Boulevard, sort of Penfield Webster, where they're blooming. It's private property, so that's why I'll give out the address in case someone wants to go see snowdrops in bloom, but you can probably find them yourself. I've got to get over to Highland Park today and see if they might be in bloom up near the reservoir on the east side of the reservoir, the Colgate Divinity side of the reservoir. And I'm guessing that they're not in bloom yet, but it's possible that they are. Partly because I've found winter aconite in bloom, and they seem to usually come after snowdrops. The snow cover that we had and extended cold period really just buried the snowdrops. There may have been some blooming long time ago, but they were buried by the snow, which didn't bother them. They are re-emerging now, and maybe you'll see some. The winter aconite, I get more excited about them than snowdrops because they're yellow and snowdrops are white and snow is white. So, you know, the snowdrops are exciting. But then when the winter aconite comes out, that's really exciting. And it is out. I went over to the George Eastman house to see their winter aconite, which is a carpet of yellow under the beech tree right in front of the Eastman house next to the driveway entrance off East Avenue. As you come up the driveway to your right, the beech tree has a carpet of winter aconite under it, which I went over, I forget which day it was, 3-4 days ago, and it was, you know, partly sunny, not full sunshine, and winter aconite doesn't really open completely unless it's a sunny day, and then it closes up at night. So you've got to catch it when the sun is out. And it was either it was too cold, even though it was sunny, or it was just not quite ready to open anyway. But the sunshine didn't help it open. It was still pretty yellow. There's lots of buds, thousands of buds. And I would predict this week, looks like we're going to have some sunshine as well as the warmer weather, and it will definitely be open. And you should go over and just to see it. It really, it's worthwhile seeing the winter aconite. So I would guess Tuesday we have partial sunshine. Wednesday partial sunshine. If we get enough sun, that will be a stunning carpet of yellow right in front of the George Eastman house. And you can, you know, park on a side street and walk around. George Eastman Museum has a new entry pavilion. It's gorgeous. They've really they made use of the pandemic to create really a brand new experience of going in the museum. So you check that out while you're there. But you don't need, this is not inside the Eastman House's gardens. You know, it's where you need to buy admission to the Eastman House. This is right out by the street, but it's raised up a little bit. There's a little slight hill, you know, maybe 4 feet, which means it's not necessarily obvious from the sidewalk, and it's not really obvious as you're driving down the street. You won't see this carpet of yellow. You've got to drive in the entrance to the Eastman Museum to see it. And it's, I think it's one of the best displays of bulbs that we have around our area, partly because it's so early and because the way it faces, it is, you know, the snow is melted there pretty quickly and pretty reliably each year, unless we have lots of snow cover. Though in March, you can count on the winter aconite at the George Eastman Museum. So go and see it this week. Now, today, tomorrow, it's, you know, probably not going to be open or not very much, but by Tuesday, Wednesday, I think it will be fully open and really just this glorious sea of yellow. And winter, hopefully it will make you go in search of winter aconite to plant in the fall. You can buy the bulbs. They're inexpensive. Don't have to plant them very deep. And they look like dried raisins. So it does take a little bit of faith to think that you're buying something real that, you know, hasn't been on the shelf for 15 years and is just kind of mummified. They are like little brown rocks, really. But they'll do beautifully for you. You can also collect seeds. So that's really how to get a carpet of winter aconite the way the George Eastman Museum has, is that you plant a few bulbs in the fall, or if you know someone that has some winter aconite, ask them if you can collect some seeds this spring. So now, snowdrops also drop seeds, but they are harder to find because the seed pod sort of hangs down into the grass or into the mulch, or it's just not as obvious because it's heavy. And the winter aconite holds its seed pods right up in the air, and you can watch them dry out, start to open, and then collect the seeds. I collected hundreds, probably thousands of seeds from the winter aconite in my yard, and hopefully we'll have a carpet of winter aconite in the near future. So planting these by seed is a slow way to do this, but it's free. The seeds, I mean, I suppose you could buy them online, but if you know someone that has winter aconite, you can get the seeds for free. And it will take probably 3 years before those seeds will bloom. So you put them in the ground, you get a little tiny leaf the first year that you probably won't even notice. The second year you get a bigger leaf, and then maybe the third year you get a blossom. So it takes a couple years, but you know, the alternative is to buy hundreds of dollars of winter aconite and spend dozens of hours planting it, and you'll be in the same spot. So I kind of like the free solution myself. So again, a fantastic early season blooming bulb. And then the Scylla is probably my second favorite. That's going to come along later after the winter aconite are done. But it has such a deep blue, just a rich, rich blue. It's kind of like the, you know, sort of the bluest sky that you can imagine. And the Scylla Siberica also seeds itself, but like the snowdrops, the seed pods kind of drag the stem onto the ground and are hard to spot unless you're actively looking for them. So again, the spring is here. The bulbs are blooming, and that really is exciting news. And if you go over to Highland Park, you should look for those snowdrops. They're also, I think they have some winter aconite over in the Poet's Garden toward the south end of it. The Poet's Garden is kind of a walk through the woods that goes kind of from close to Reservoir Avenue down toward the magnolias, kind of through some of the magnolias or along the side of them. So it's, and on the St. John's Home side of the park, and a lot of people don't know it's there. It's just, again, a little trail through the woods, and You may find some of their hellebores popping up, and so they're called the Lenten Rose, some of them, and they are another great perennial to add to your garden. So it's time to go start looking for things in bloom. And if you see some great flowers somewhere, let me know. I'd love to go see them, take a few photos maybe. Again, you can email me anytime, michael@saverlife.com. And one thing that came to mind, I was when I mentioned, you know, the east side of Highland Park, close to St. John's Home, or the south end of the Poet's Garden. I ran into this a few years ago doing some, garden tours or something, and I would reference something being on the south or east or the west or some side, you know, and giving people directions. And I was surprised by the number of people that are not connected to direction that way. I don't think it has anything to do with GPS and people, you know, sort of not using maps and things anymore. It's just, I think it's partly a connection to nature that's missing, that people don't recognize, you know, where the sun rises and where it sets, and, you know, and which side of your house faces, you know, which makes a world of difference in what you can grow and, you know, the microclimates that are there. So if you don't think about sort of north, south, east, and west, you know, and the prevailing westerly winds. So for me, I'm not super attuned to this, but quite a bit. And so when I, say, go out of my house and walk down the street and notice that the wind's blowing from the east, which is pretty unusual here, that it catches my attention that it's blowing in a different direction. That, you know, it seems like a small thing, but I think a lot of people just don't notice it at all. You know, you start to notice those things. Maybe you start to notice more things about the birds and the flowers in your garden, the insects that are in your yard, the worms that crawl out in the sidewalk when there's a spring rain. And it's a connection to nature. So if you don't think about sort of north, south, east, and west, try to think about it next time you're out hiking or walking. You know, even if the sun's not out, there are probably some shadows, not always, but probably some shadows that will tell you which direction is south. Anyway, it's just a funny thing that it struck me that a lot of people just, you know, if you told them to drive south, they would really struggle with what to do and which way to go, or the south end of something. And this is the time of the year to think about microclimates in your yard. So if you want those winter aconites blooming for you next March in your yard, or snowdrops, the things that bloom first, then now's the time to look around your yard and see where the snow is gone, where there's still snow, as long as you're not shoveling it into those places, because obviously that changes the amount of snow. But you can really see the microclimates as the snowpack that we had, fairly limited as it was, but it was, you know, a decent amount of snow. As that leaves, you can see the impact of the sun on the ground, and that's what gets these bulbs to bloom early. So let's say, you know, we get a few flurries over the next couple days, or at some point this week, we still may get some. Where does the snow leave first? Where does the sun hit it the strongest? Where is it, maybe close to a foundation or a sidewalk or a driveway or some other stone that absorbs a lot of heat from the sun and warms the soil around it? That's going to tell you where you want to plant your bulbs. Similarly, if you want to extend the blooming period, you want to plant some of those same bulbs in the areas that'll still have snow when the rest of your property doesn't, because those bulbs will be in cold storage. And so if you love winter aconite, or you love daffodils or tulips or some particular color of bulb, you can double, maybe even triple the length of bloom of some of these by planting them in different places in your yard. So the earliest places where the snow leaves and the latest places the snow is melted away by the sun, those are the places to maximize the blooming period of some of your bulbs. And it'll make a huge difference. One of our neighbors, our house is faces north, and so our fences go north and south. But one of our neighbors has a fence that goes east and west, so that fence shades part of their yard, especially right now. And so each year they have this line of snow that goes along the fence. It's about maybe 6 or 8 feet wide, and the whole yard is snow free, but you have this line of snow that is protected from the sun by the fence, and as you can see the impact that the sun has. Similarly, the line looks, it's really quite a straight line. Actually, in our driveway too, we had a few flurries the other day. The driveway had been completely clear, a few flurries and barely any snow cover on the driveway. But the sun came out and melted all the snow except for this straight line across the driveway where it's shaded by our garage. And so this big patch of white, and the rest of the driveway was clear. And we see this just in the, and this might in some ways determine, the house that you want to buy if you look for a new house at some point. So we face north. So our front yard is much slower to start to bloom and grow. It's got snow on it. And our neighbors across the street with the south-facing houses, they're all snow clear. It's all gone. And we've got lots of snow because the houses are shading the substantial part of the yards. They're, two-story houses. And the yards aren't that big, so it shades pretty much all of it in this early season. So now, if you want to grow a vegetable garden and you want to have that in the backyard, because vegetable gardens often are not ornamental, although they could be fairly decorative if you work at it. But generally, people have the vegetable garden in the backyard, and that works out great for us because our backyard faces south. And we have some neighbors across the street have their vegetable garden in the front yard, because I don't think they get any sun at all in their backyard between the houses and the trees that are there. So they have their vegetable garden in the front yard. There's quite a few plants. I have some very early blooming cyclamen, hardy cyclamen, that blooms in my front yard, right next to the house, in the shade, never sees sun, never, ever, ever sees even a glimmer of sun in this area because of the houses and trees and things. But this hardy cyclamen will have buds on it when the snow's gone, and we shovel snow into that spot, so that snow's going to be there for probably at least a week, I would guess. But when it's gone, those buds of the cyclamen will be there, little pink buds ready to bloom, usually in February. But again, with the snow cover, they just were hidden. And I don't want to go digging around searching for them because I'll, you know, with the icy snow, I'll just damage them. But they'll be fine. The snow protects them from getting damaged, and they'll be fine once the snow leaves. So again, take a look around your yard now and think about where you could plant some things that you really love and you want to extend their season, or get some of these really early bulbs to bloom. So again, I hope you get over to the Georgissimi Museum and see those winter aconite this week. And I would guess Tuesday, Wednesday be the best days with some partial sun predicted. And the more sunshine, the more open those winter aconites will be. We'll be back with Food Show, Discover the Finger Lakes to Follow, and then tomorrow it's the Grapevine. Michael Warren Thomas here at SavorLife.com. Have a great day.